One of the things we can be fairly confident in saying about each other is that we're all far too busy. No matter what makes up the tasks of the day, they do make us feel as if each moment of the day is full with activity. Even when these are church-related responsibilities and activities, we can become so consumed by them that there is little time available to set aside for the things of God. A weed is defined as something growing in the wrong place. So a beautiful plant, no matter how beautiful, can be a weed. Our busyness, even with church activities, can act like the weeds in our parable, choking the spaces for our engagement with God. We are also at risk of becoming dry and exhausted, rock-like and unable to sustain even the things we are doing. All of these things prevent us from bringing forth our good fruit for the kingdom of God. Our challenge as we read the Gospel and travel through this season of Lent is to identify where it is that we can start to make room for God's word in our lives, so that we can hear his word and act on it to begin to bear more fruit. To reflect on our lives and see the things we need to remove from our diaries to make that space. I make no suggestion this could be easy, as removing things we do is certainly a hard choice, be they things we enjoy doing, or those we do not think anyone else will take up if we don't do them. However, I am certain God wants those spaces where we can devote ourselves to listening to him. Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. We come now to our prayers. Each day I will pick a sentence from the Bible passage which we can use for contemplative prayer. We think of the words in order to understand their context and meaning, feeling the meaning of the words with and in your heart. We pray using these words for ourselves or for others, with only a name, and without explaining the reasons or predefining any answers. We listen for God's voice in the quiet of our prayers. Therefore, consider carefully how you listen. Lord, you spoke to us in powerful parables, stories which cause us to stop and think. As we travel with you, may we too see opportunities to speak powerful stories of your place in our lives. Let us speak passionately about the love that you have for everyone, and about the light which you bring into the darkest of places. Help us to be gardeners in your service, to identify the things which distract us from that work. Be by our side as we prioritise you in our lives, and keep us from regretting the things we have given up to make that space for you. Help us to be a part of your great work, bringing many to know you as we keep the land fertile and weed free. Make it so that we all can grow in understanding of you, and each day, by the power of your Holy Spirit, bring forth from us good fruit. Amen.